الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين بارك الله فيكم ويسر الله أموركم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the Prophet. Today's sitting, we are going to look at the adab, the etiquette of Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, ba'da sawmina li shahri Ramadan, after our fasting for 29 or 30 days in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shara'a lana Eidan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a duty upon us to do Eid. Eid is what is repeatedly done. That is the meaning of Eid. وَمِنْ آدَابِ الْعِيدِ مَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِزَكَاةِ الْفِطْرِ. And among the etiquette of Eid is what has to do with زكاة الفطر التي شرعها الله سبحانه وتعالى على المسلمين, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a duty upon the believers after Hulul Shahari Shawwal, after we have witnessed the christening of the month of Shawwal. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ayuwafiqana. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success and make it easy for us to witness Eid al-Fitr inshaAllah ta'ala. Firstly, when we want to celebrate the Eid, the first etiquette that we must imbibe is to seek for the moon, to seek for the crescent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sumu li ruyatih wa aftiru li ruyatih." When you want to start your fasting for the month of Ramadan, you should fast by sighting the moon, wa aftiru li ruyatih. And when you want to end the month of Ramadan, you should end it by sighting the moon as well. So that is the legislation, the ruling regarding starting and ending the month of Ramadan. Sumu li ruyatih wa aftiru li ruyatih. Nuftiru bi ruyatil hilal. When we want to end the month of Ramadan, we end it by witnessing the moon. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. And whoever among you witness the month of Ramadan, فَلْيَصُمُ, he should fast in the month of Ramadan. وَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمُ. That whoever among you witness the month of Ramadan should fast. Likewise, when you witness the month of Shawwal, you should make Al-Fitr. So among the etiquette of Eid al-Fitr, we are going to mention about 10 or 11 etiquette of Al-Fitr, but this class is designed for the first aspect, which is the Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr wajibun ala al-Muslimin, is a duty upon every Muslim. Zakar, unsa, male or female, rajulun, unsa, male or female, should give Zakat al-Fitr. Likewise, Al-Kabir wa Sagir, the age, that is the elder and the young ones, they should also give Zakat al-Fitr. Wa kadhalika al-Hurru wal-Abid, the free person and the slave should also give Zakat al-Fitr. Wa Zakat al-Fitr fi makan sajdati sahwi bi nisbati lis-salah. As we have what we know as zakatu, as sajdatu, aw sujudu sahaw, that is the sujud, the prostration of forgetfulness, that when we are praying our salat and we forget to do an act in the salat, when we forget to do anything in our salat, we know that we do sajdatu as sahaw, that is the two prostration that we make when we make mistake in our salat. In our salat, we make two sajida. And what is that? That is meant to make a jaburu li nuqsani salat. We use it to make up for our nuqsan fi salat, our shortcoming in salat. Instead of praying four rakah, you prayed five. You have made ziyada. You have increased the number of salat that you are supposed to pray. You pray five instead of four. And when you remember that, you make the two sajida of forgetfulness in order to seek for the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, zakatul fitr, for the shortcomings that we have made in our soul, for the mistakes that we have made in our fasting, we give zakatul fitr. We give zakatul al-fitr. And zakatul fitr is a duty upon us. Diyara hikmah, wisdom. Basically, two wisdom for giving zakatul fitr. When you say, what is the wisdom behind giving zakatul fitr? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated that we give zakatul fitr? The first one is tuhratan lisa'im. Tuhratan lisa'im. In order to purify the fasting person, as reported by Ibn Abbas, tuhratan lisa'im. You use zakatul fitr to purify yourself as a fasting person. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ تُطَهِرْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِرْهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take zakat, to take sadaqah from our wealth, to take zakat from our wealth, to tahiruhum, that you can purify them, that is the people that give zakat. When you give zakat, you are purified. What is zakihim biha, and that your wealth is also purified. That is one of the wisdom. So when you are fasting, for the shortcomings that you have done during the month of fasting, you are giving zakat to the fitr so that you can purify yourself. Then the second reason, tu'matan lil masakin. The zakatul fitr that you give, we serve as food for al-masakin, for the poor, for the needy. For those who don't have something to eat on the day of Eid, your zakatul fitr we serve as food for them. You are giving them something to eat. You have something to eat. While there are others, millions of Muslims all over the world, in your area, in your community, who don't have something to eat. So you giving them zakatul fitr, you are putting buhja, you are putting farsh fi qulubihim, you are putting happiness in their own hearts. Assuming you don't have something to eat on the day of Eid, how are you going to feel? You should feel for the poor as well. So when you give that zakatul fitr, you are making other people happy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man nafasa an muslimin kurbatan, that whoever take away a difficulty from a Muslim, nafasallahu anhu kurbatan yawm al-qiyamah, Allah is going to take difficulty away from that person on the day of judgment. So as believers, we should try as much as possible to make other people happy on the day of Eid. So these are the two wisdoms for giving zakatul fitr. Firstly, to purify our souls. Then secondly, to purify our fasting. Then the second reason is to make the Muslims who fasted and who don't have something to eat, we want to make them happy on the day of Eid. And you know that Ayyamul Eid, that the days of Eid, Ayyamul Akil wa Shurub, they are days of eating and drinking. Wal Farish, they are days of happiness. But for those people who don't have something to eat, who don't have something to drink, they may not feel happy on that day. So you giving them zakatul fitr, you are making those people happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to give zakatul fitr. Then another thing to note, the zakatul fitr is wajib, hukmuha. The ruling for zakatul fitr, al-wujub, it is wajib, it is compulsory to give zakatul fitr. It is compulsory. And it is compulsory bil-kitabi wa bi-sunnah wa bil-ijma'a. It is compulsory from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى in Surah Al-A'la. In that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, successful indeed is the one who has given zakat. And the zakat here is zakatul fitr, because Allah said, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ, and he remembers his Lord. You know, on the day of Eid, people will shout, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and the likes. So it is day of zikr. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى, and they pray salat. Meaning that after giving Zakatul Fitr, the believers also pray, they give Zakatul Fitr, and they pray Salat. So that is the ruling from the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can see from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, and from the hadith Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu has mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amara bi zakatul fitr. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakatul fitr min Ramadan sa'a min tamurin aw sa'a min sha'ir ala al-abd wal-huri wal-dhakar wal-unsa wal-saghir wal-kabir min al-muslimin. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made zakatul fitr a must. He made Zakatul Fitr a compulsory duty upon the believers, upon the Muslims. He said, Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Zakatul Fitr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Zakatul Fitr a must in the month of Ramadan. Sa'a, sa'a is a kind of measurement. It's a kind of measurement that was used in the period, during the period of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not commonly used now in our region. What we have in our region is muddu, and that muddu is four. To make up for one sa'a, you need a muddu. And that muddu, to make up for muddu, if you don't have the muddu, you need 16 cups of the cup of milk. That thing of milk, you need 16. Because in that muddu, in that sa'a, you have four muddu. So for you to have the four muddu, you need how many? The four muddu comprises of four milk, the thin milk. You have four of it in every muddu, so you will need 16 cups of that rice, that small one that we use, the one for milk. You need 16 to make up for sa'a. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it compulsory to give that measurement. Mean tamarin from date. We all know dates, the dabidun that we eat. Aw sa'a min sha'ir, or from barley, from corn, maize. And al-abdi, it should be given upon the slave, wal-hur, and upon the free person. Wal-zakar wal-unsa, it should be given upon male and female. Wal-saghir wal-kabir, upon the young and the old, min al-muslimin, among the Muslims. So, likewise, you have it in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. Ibn al-Munzir said, "Ajma'a kullu man nahfazu 'anhu min ahli al-'ilm 'ala sadaq 'ala anna sadaqat al-fitr 'anna sadaqat al-fitr wajib." Ibn al-Munzir, one of the greatest scholars that reported the consensus, the ijma', that is the majority of scholars of Muslims agreeing upon it that it is compulsory to give zakatul fitr. Wa kadhalika Ishaq, that is what he has also reported, that he said, huwa kal ijma' min ahli al-ilm. He said the hadith, the report on zakatul fitr is like the consensus, the agreement of all the scholars of the ummah that it should be given. So that is one of the reasons why we have to give zakatul fitr, because it is a must. According to the Book of Allah, it is a must. According to the hadith of Prophet, and according to the agreement of the majority of the scholars. Then shurut, wujub zakatul fitr. For zakatul fitr to be compulsory, there are two conditions. The first one, al-Islam. Anyone that wants to give zakatul fitr should be Muslim. Anyone that wants to give zakatul fitr should be a Muslim. And it should be given upon a Muslim. That is, upon the Muslim that is living under your care, upon the Muslim that you feed, upon the Muslim that is caretaking, is upon you. It should be given by a Muslim upon the Muslim. It is also given to the Muslim. So your zakatul fitr should be given to the Muslim. Tuhratan laka wa tu'matan lahum. It should be a source of purification for you and a source of eating or feeding for them on the day of Eid. So the first one, it should be al-Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقُبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ. The non-believers, they were deprived of their sadaqat, of the reward for the giving, for their sadaqat, because the kafaru bi abillah wa bi rasuli, because they disbelieve in Allah and in the Messenger of Allah. So anyone who is not a believer, who does not believe in Allah and the Messenger, Allah will never accept their deeds. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. Allah says we are going to face their deeds on the Day of Judgment, and we will turn it to powder that will be very useless and will not be useful for them. Then the second reason that will make it compulsory is al-qudra alayha. Anyone that wants to give zakatul fitr should be able, Muslim, he should be able to do that. What is the meaning of this ability? أن يكون عنده يوم العيد وليلته قدر زائد. That is, on the day of Eid and the night of Eid, you should have in excess of what is enough for you and for your family. For you to give zakatul fitr, you should have what you are going to eat on the night of Eid and on the day of Eid. So if you don't have what is enough for you, you should not give zakatul fitr. What you have at home should be for you to make you happy and to make your family happy. You eat it. But if you have anything in excess, then you give in zakatul fitr. Even though what you have in excess is not enough to give zakatul fitr, you give what you have. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah as much as you can. So that is the ruling. So when we now say al-qudra, for instance, you should give zakatul fitr upon yourself as a man, as a husband, then you have the money in essence, you should also give upon your, regarding your wife. You should pay the zakatul fitr of your wife, even though the scholar said if a wife is having money to give zakatul fitr, he can give. Even a child who is having the ability, the money to give zakatul fitr, he should also give. If you have the money as a child to give zakatul fitr, ya abd al-waris, yumkinuka an tu'ti. If you have it as a child, you can give. You understand? So, but if you don't have, it is upon your parents to do that. If the parents do not have the ability, and one of their children is having the ability to give zakatul fitr, he should give for his own, and if he's able, he should also give on behalf of the parents. Ya Faisal, if you have money, and you know that your parents are not able to give the zakatul fitr, you can give for yourself and on their behalf as well. So that is the zakatul fitr, mata tajibu zakatul fitr. When is it compulsory to give zakatul fitr? There are two times regarding zakatul fitr. Indana waqtul fadila wa waqtul jawaz. We have waqtul al fadila, the best time to give zakatul fitr. And we have waqtul al jawaz, the time that it is permissible to give zakatul fitr. Al afdalu sabahul eid qabla salah. Qabla salatil eid. The best time to give zakatul fitr is after salatul subh. After you have observed your salatul subh, then you give the zakatul fitr. After your salatul subh, you give zakatul fitr. Barakallahu fikum. Hakada. After salatul subh, you give your zakatul fitr before salatul eid. That is the best time. Do you understand? Naam. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, كنا نخرج في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الفطر صاع من طعام. He said, on the day of Eid, we used to give zakatul fitr in that measure of sa'a during the period of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكذلك ابن عمر said, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بزكاة الفطر أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى صلاة. That people should give zakatul fitr before they go out for salatul eid. Before they go out for salatul eid. So that is the best time. Qabla khuruj al-nas. Wa kadhalik, it is also permissible, waqtul jawaz, yawm qabla al-eid, aw yawmayn. You can give zakatul fitr a day before eid or 2 days before eid. This is also permissible, as reported in the book of Al-Bukhari, that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, كان يعطيها, that Ibn Umar used to give zakat al-fitr, وكان يؤديها قبل يوم, قبل الفطر بيوم أو يومين, and he used to give zakat al-fitr before Eid by a day or by 2 days, a day or 2 days before Eid. According to Ibn Umar, it is also permissible. ولا يجوز تأخيرها. It is not permissible to delay zakat al-fitr. It is not permissible to delay zakat al-fitr. It is not good. By delay لغير عذر شرعي, without any reason, that is acceptable. If you give it after salat al-Eid, صدقات من الصدقات. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that zakat al-fitr, من أداها قبل الصلاة فهي صدقة زكاة مقبولة. That whoever gives zakat al-fitr before the salat, it will be an acceptable zakat from him. ومن أداها بعد الصلاة, and whoever gives the zakat al-fitr after salat al-Eid, فهي صدقة من الصدقات. It will be written for him as ordinary sadaqa, not zakat al-fitr. That is why we should give zakat al-fitr before the salat. وكذلك جنس الواجب. What do we have to give in zakat al-fitr? What do we have to give? طعام الناس. We give zakat al-fitr according to what people are taking, what people are eating. Today people are eating rice, people are eating gari, people are eating beans, people are still eating tamuru, the date, zabib. People can still eat as zabib. For the people that know the value of as zabib, as zabib is one of the foods that was available then, it's still available till today. So that is what they used to give in those days. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to Abu Sa'id, kunna nakhruj yawm al-fitr fi nakhruju fi ahdi Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam min ta'am. He said we used to give sa'a during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The zakat al-fitr that we give was sa'a min ta'am, from food that people used to eat. Wa kana ta'amuna ash-sha'ir. And what we used to eat in those days was sha'ir, like barley, like corn, like maize, was zabib, and that zabib which we have mentioned. And he said, wal aqat, an aqatu is al-labanu al-mujaffafu, al-dababu al-mujaffaf, al-laban al-mujaffaf. It's like a dried milk, like cheese. Yoruba we call it wara, things like that. The dry wara, cheese. They are things that they used to eat in those days, watamuru and date. So if you still have those things today, you can still give. But today, according to the scholar, the best thing to give zakat al-fitr today is rice, because that is the most popular food of people. There is no region in the world where people don't eat rice. Everywhere in the world today, people eat rice. So when you give rice, it will be of a very great benefit when you give people rice. Barakallahu fikum. So that is the first thing that we should know about zakat al-fitr. So the second thing that we should note about zakat al-fitr, ikhraj zakat al-fitr nuqudan. Ikhraj zakat al-fitr nuqudan. Is it permissible to give money, to give zakat al-fitr in the monetary value for zakat al-fitr? For instance, when we know the value of rice, we know the price of rice, is it permissible for us to give the zakat al-fitr in terms of the monetary equivalent? For instance, if a cup, that thing of the milk cup, is sold for instance, 100 naira, is it permissible for us today to now give times 16, which should be equivalent to 1,600 naira? Is it permissible? The best opinion, according to the scholars, is that it is not permissible to give the monetary value of zakat al-fitr for many reasons which have been mentioned by the scholars, naqlan wa aqlan, reasoning and according to evidences. It is not permissible to give money. For instance, firstly, according to the statement of Abu Sa'id, he said ta'aman min ta'amin, from food, and he mentioned the food that people used to give in those days. And when you look at the statement of Ibn Umar kadhalik, you will see he mentioned food that people eat. So that is the fourth thing. What is reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what was reported from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they all used food to give in zakatu al-fitr. The companions, it was not reported that one of them gave monetary value for zakatul fitr. They all gave zakatul fitr in food items. So that is the first thing. Then the second thing is that we can see tawafuru nukud fi dhalika al-waqt. There was money during that time. Wa kana an-nas bihajati ila nukud, and people were also in need of money in those times. In those times, the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the time of the companions. Look, for instance, when you look at our this thing that we are supposed to give, we are supposed to do the aqiqah. When we are doing aqiqah, we make zabuhu, we slaughter ram. So can we say it is also permissible for us, because people are more in need of money than food today? Is it permissible for us to give the money and share the money for our ram instead of buying 30,000 naira ram? Well, then we now look for the poor people, then we give them the money instead of the ram. So we cannot do that. Likewise, during the Hajj, during the Eid al-Adha, are we permitted? Is it permissible for us to give the money instead of buying ram and slaughter and shear and eat out of it? Is it permissible for us to now give money, saying that people are in need of money than meat? No. لو كان دين برأس لكان أسفل الرجل أحق بالمسح. Ali رضي الله عنه said, if the religion was based upon opinion, if it was based upon intellect, it would have been preferred that when we want to make mashu, we want to clean the leg by using sand, it would have been that we clean the underneath than the upper portion of the leg. But the religion is based upon evidence. Ad-dalil, ad-dinu mabuniyun ala ad-dalil. The religion of Allah is based upon evidence, not upon ra'yi. That is one of the reasons. وَكَذَلِكَ, we can see none of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. For that reason, it is best for us to use the food items in giving our zakatul fitr. And وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. After giving the food item, if you have money, you can then support the person with money. But the zakatul fitr should be given in food. Then the next thing we have to do, jam'u zakatul fitr fi makani wahid huwa sunnah. The sunnah is to gather the zakatul fitr in the mosque. To gather the zakatul fitr with the Muslim community, we gather it together. Because Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, akhbarani Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an ahfadha zakat Ramadan. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded me that I should preserve the zakat that was given during Ramadan. So zakatul fitr should be placed in the care of someone that is trustworthy, someone that we can trust, like the imam, like the muazzin, like people in charge of the Muslim affairs. We should give it to them for the disbursement so that they can share and distribute it among the people. Kayfiyatul i'ta, how do we give zakatul fitr? According to Sheikh Uthaymeen, he said we can give zakatul fitr, we can join all the zakatul fitr that we have collected and look at Sheikh Faisal. Ya Faisal, anta muhtaj jiddan, you are in need of food item. We can see that you can eat very well. Then we now give the zakatul fitr of all the people from Agodo. We give it to Sheikh Faisal. Anta khuz, you understand, it is permissible. And we can take the zakatul fitr of one person or many people and share it among many people who are in need, depending upon the situation. So that is what we have to do. Then when we want to give zakatul fitr, we give something that we can eat. You give something that we love. We give something that is good, not something that is not good or something that is bad. Wa antum, something that you don't like yourself, that when people give you, you don't take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you believers, anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. If you want to give, if you want to spend out of that which you have earned, what is tayyibat, what is good. Wa mimma akhrajna lakum min al-ard, and that which we have given you from the earth, from your vegetables. Wala tayammanu وَلَا تَتَيَمَّنُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ. If you want to give zakawat, don't give that which you don't like. تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِأَخِذِيهِ. That if you are given, you will not take it. إِلَّا أَنْ تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. Except that when you close your eyes, if you cannot see it. So those things that you don't like, let us give this one, because this one is a problem. We don't like this. No. What you want to give, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. They give what they like, what they love, as a result of their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of what we need to know, to note regarding Zakatul Fitr. And part of what we need to note regarding Zakatul Fitr, Al-Janin, when a woman is pregnant, should we give zakat upon that unborn child? No. Giving zakat upon the unborn child is not compulsory. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to that which is best in this world and the life to come. So this is one of the etiquette of Al-Eid, Eid al-Fitr. When we want to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr, this is one of the etiquette that we have to follow. We need to give zakat al-Fitr. And in our other sitting, inshallah, we are going to look at the other etiquette of Eid, from Salatul Eid and other things that we need to observe regarding Eid, inshallah ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Maybe later in the evening, we are going to see the other etiquette, kayfiyyah to Salatul Eid, kayfa nusalli Salatul Eid. وأحكام الأحكام المتعلقة بصلاة العيد and the rulings etiquette that have to do with صلاة العيد. And the third episode, inshallah, we are going to look at other etiquette in terms of our dressing, in terms of using التطيب, using the tip, in terms of our walking to the عيد and the likes. فبارك الله فيكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.